Peace and blessings. This is DBJ and Michelle. This is a Cold World podcast. It's Monday evening, and we're going to start the episode with a Michelle request. I shouldn't say request. She told me to play Nina Simone. No, I'm just playing. No, she wanted some Nina Simone, so we're going to bust some Nina Simone out here to start the episode off. Enjoy. For listening to today's episode, and go do something good for somebody and enjoy this episode. Peace. Look what we found. Waukesha Day. It's Waukesha Crime Day. They talk a lot about Milwaukee crime, you know, and there is a lot, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of crime in Waukesha, too. So that's what I'm giving my energy to before I go watch these NBA playoff games. New York and Indiana, and who's the other one, baby, tonight? We got New York and Indiana, and then we got Denver and Minnesota. The Joker. Joker, I think Joker and them are going to bounce back tonight. I see Denver and them tying it up. And I see New York. I see New York taking that series like 4-2. I say 4-2. Maybe. So we got, this is from the Waukesha County Jail. Well, mugshots from the mugshot website, Waukesha. And, hold on, let me turn the music down. Just a touch. That's that burning spear in the back. So this is the mugshot browser. So these are people in the Waukesha County Slammer, the Slammerooski. So let's see what they're doing. They got risk meters and stuff on people. That's kind of fucked up. I mean, I guess. Look, baby. Under each person's picture in the Waukesha County Jail.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that? They got a risk meter, and then like.
Interesting.
Yeah, from low, like green being the lowest, and then black being the highest. See how that's racist? That's racist right there. Why do they gotta have black as the color of the high risk?
Isn't it red?
No, look, baby. Low risk.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody, we might be being super duper picky, but.
Am I
being picky?
Yes.
But I'm saying, why the color black?
Because black is the darkest color.
But isn't, and I wasn't the one that said this. I actually learned this from something on TV or radio. I don't remember, but they were saying how red. It was actually a song. I don't remember the artist anyways. It was a song, they were explaining how the color red is like brutal.
Right. I mean,
it makes you it like there's some about it that like
it's danger.
Yeah.
But I think they would have been fine with just leaving it at red.
Thank you, baby. That's all I was saying. Right.
So I do agree with you. That could be construed.
I'm on my fucking stereotype shit and everything tonight. Yeah. All right, so I just wanted to give some of the Waukesha peeps a little shine, you know, this evening before we go watch these games. Well, oh, wait, who'd you play, baby?
Siakam.
Pascal. My baby played Pascal Siakam. That's a good pick, though, because Pascal's going to, he's going to put up them shots. He might put up 30 shots. But, yeah, on a side note real quick, the Bucks, they're going to have, it's looking like they're going to have to go on and bust that team down like some. Like, you got to keep Dame and Giannis. Doc ain't going nowhere. So, you know, you got to have Dame and Giannis. I would like to see Middleton stay maybe, but maybe come off the bench. Because he's going to get hurt at some point. Like, even Dame and Giannis, like, they're gonna go down. They're going to miss 10 to 15 games during the season. But you got to get rid of all the other. Like, you got to get rid of Bobby Portis. Brooks, it's time for Brook Lopez to go. It just is. Baby, couldn't you even tell? You were saying it when we were watching the game. You were like, it looks like he slowed down or just he don't look interested or something.
Looks like his back hurts really bad or something. I mean, coming from somebody who has a bad back.
You can tell that kind of...
I walk like that.
He does walk like his back hurts.
Yeah.
And he's a slower moving dude anyways, but you can tell like...
Right, like in the morning, that's how I walk, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, you got up this... It was crazy. We got up from the nap earlier, and baby got up, and she was like, I'm hungry. And she got up, and she was walking like, yeah, like her bones were hurting. Yep, I know, but I do that shit too. Yep. All right, so back to this. Yeah, but the Bucks got to get younger. They got to. But it might be time for Brooke to go. All right, so.
It's like back surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this Stephanie Adamich. You hear me, Stephanie Adamich? You're in trouble. She's bail jumping. She's got 4 bail jumpings. Damn. Yeah, she's busy. Somebody's mad because somebody bailed her ass out and they're like, you're fucking my money off. Because you know what I'm saying? You get out and you mess up, like that money's gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and then she had, it says, so she's got 4 bail jumpings, intentionally abuse hazardous substance. Intentionally abusing hazardous substances. Her bail's only $3,500 though. Say, oh, she's out. They gave her a 3,500 signature bond. Why are they saying she's in jail? I don't know. Whatever. We're going to leave dude alone. That's a brother right there. We're going to leave him alone. You know what I mean? Because look, baby. Check this out. Everything shows you right here you need to see. You got a white lady sitting right here. Stephanie. And then you got the brother, Asahel. I ain't even put his last name out there. Look at his bail.
How much is it?
$25,000.
Oh, what did he do?
What did he do? Second degree reckless endangering safety, bail jumping, resisting officer, causing bodily harm, endangering safety, using dangerous weapon.
Oh.
But she bail jumped 4 times. And she is intentionally abusing hazardous substances, what could end up making her dangerous, more dangerous, because she's going to get in the car and drive drunk. Because she was probably at the Brewer game when all this happened.
It all circles back to the Brewer game.
That was dangerous. Chevy Johnson, why don't you show some energy? I mean, I appreciate the passion. Dude sounded a little square when he was cussing, though. This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Maybe he's just somebody.
But you could appreciate the passion. You could. Like, I was like, damn, Chevy's showing some goddamn emotion and shit.
Right.
So, like, you appreciate that, but, like, I wish it could be for everything. Because in a way, like how I was kind of taking it, not only the fact he was upset by it because he has daughters, like naturally, right? I get it. I totally get that shit, right? Same page. But like, it felt like he was angry at the black reckless driver, who in his mind are the reckless drivers. You know what I mean? It was like he was yelling at them, at that portion of people that he thinks are doing all the reckless driving. And there's reckless driving every fucking where too.
Maybe it was
in the suburbs, huh?
Maybe it was directed at that driver.
Well, no, I mean just in general, like, because I think in his mind and in perception, just throughout, is that the reckless driver. I think in majority of people's minds, when you say reckless driver, they think young black person, young black male, for the most part. That's what they think. That ain't what I think, because there's reckless drivers in the suburbs, all kinds of places. The rule was, that's what I was saying, why you think you see all them dead animals and shit? Them dead deers and shit that'll be getting ran over? Those are white people running them deers over, driving around crazy drunk in their 4 150s.
Oh my goodness.
Who else is running them rabbits and them raccoons and them deers over and shit out there on I-59, blah blah blah, 76? Charlie ain't out there running them over.
Okay.
Right, Charlie?
I mean, I don't think it's on purpose that they're running raccoons.
No, I'm saying they're driving recklessly, though, because if they weren't driving all fast and crazy, they wouldn't be running these animals over. That shows you, because there ain't no black people driving way out there to Shawano County to run a deer over. And we ain't going out there to do nothing. You wouldn't catch me out there for nothing. Nothing.
I also feel like maybe there might be...
Baby, you know damn well you feel more comfortable in the hood than you would going way the fuck out to some rural area with me in the car with you. What's up, Charlie?
My point was, the reason why there's probably more reckless driving in the city is because there's less cops per group of people.
That's a good ass
so
point.
So like in a smaller town, the police force is everywhere, they're very present. Like even when you're in Glendale, now they have reckless driving in Glendale too.
They do.
But you can't go one day without seeing a cop, right, in Glendale, when you're just driving around Glendale. But like, for example, when we would drive from Glendale to downtown and take Green Bay.
That Green Bay road is dangerous.
But we wouldn't see a cop for weeks on end. Right?
That's very true. There will be time.
So people know, oh, this stretch of road, there's never cops here. I can go as fast as I want. I'm not going to get busted.
Ain't no cameras up nowhere in the city either. I'm talking about in the city, in the inner city.
Right.
Or whatever, whatever
people
call it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's more because there's not enough policing.
Shit, I don't know why cameras ain't mandatory on any and every goddamn, any and every apartment, house, or building that's active, that's running. I don't care how crappy or how poor the business is doing financially. If it's open, if it's technically open, an open business, it should have a damn camera on it. That should just be meant, anything that's up and running and that you're going to call a business or a school or anything, a liquor store, a corner store. That's the other thing I get sick of hearing too. Not saying that there's not a lot of liquor and corner stores, you know what I'm saying, in the city. There are. I'm not saying there's not. But what I'm saying is, like, there's a lot of that shit in the suburbs too.
Yeah.
Whether it just looks different. It's just kind of in a different form. Like their corner stores or their gas stations or their, you know, little, you know, bodegas or whatever, you know, their syndics or whatever, where they sell beer and wine and booze and stuff, that they just look better. Like, physically, they look better. But they got the same damn thing. There's tons of places in the suburbs. Damn near every... There can't be more than a handful of blocks between anywhere you can grab some beer or wine at. Just look at East Silver Spring. You can get booze and wine at Syndex, fucking the gas station. You can get it at Bayshore. You can get...
I think the only difference is that they sell, like, better food.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the places, like, the brick-and-mortar places literally look better. You know, so they have all this other stuff in there, but in reality, like, there's, you can grab beer and wine everywhere in Glendale in the suburbs, everywhere. You know, there's all kinds of little spots.
Yeah.
So my point is, like, you know, there's plenty of places out in the suburbs and stuff too, where there's, you know, you can load up on your alcohol. And I'm not talking about restaurants. I'm talking about, like, convenience stores or, you know. Because, like, I remember when we were younger, when we were in high school, I remember there was a place off of, it's not there anymore. It was off of Oakland. It was in Shorewood. We used to go in there after 9 p.m. and buy beer. It was a bar.
Yeah.
We used to go in there and get...
Axel's.
That might have been, I don't even, that's probably it. Yeah, we used to go in there and get beer after 9 p.m. Walk right in there. I used to go in there myself and buy it. He didn't car me or nothing. It was a white dude. Right to the bar. They were selling six packs out of there. Yeah. And it was crazy because I was the only one that had an ID and shit back then. I was responsible. I was like the only one out of my friends and shit that had an ID. But yeah. But my point is, you can get that, you can get liquor everywhere. You know, they're trying to say there's a liquor store and a, you know, bar on every corner in the hood and shit. And a dialysis center. There are a lot of fucking dialysis centers. And there are. There really are. And that means that we need to be better, you know, health-wise as black people. Because we get sick from a lot of, like, different stuff that other people don't. Like, we get sickle cell, we get diabetes, like, all the types. I mean, there's like 30 different types of levels of diabetes, and we seem to catch that stuff a lot. We get lupus a lot, whether, you know, it's real serious or not. Yeah, we get high blood pressure a lot. Like, we shouldn't be eating a lot of salt. Even though I'm not a big ass dude, you know, I don't like to eat. I'm trying to slow down on that stuff because it still is bad. Even though my metabolism can still, I don't want to. But anyways, we're getting off. I wanted to talk about, because I got to work on my DraftKings lineup. Shout out DraftKings to sponsor us. So this Jonathan Angle, baby. This fella, white caucasoid. Possession of child pornography times how many? Look, baby, look how many child possession. It ain't funny because somebody's family ain't laughing at it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He has 5 charges of possession of child pornography. And look what his bail is. $5,000. I had a forgery and my bail was like 10. His risk meter is orange. So the risk meters, green is low, yellow is next. So they got 1, 2, 3, 4. They got 6 like color shades. Green is the lowest, and then black is the highest. So they got this guy like the orange. That's like the third level is a risk meter. And he's got 7 charges of possession of child pornography. Ain't that white privilege? That's white privilege. Because look, they got a brother right here. And look, Alfonso Anderson, right? He's got false imprisonment, battery, and disorderly conduct.
So those are kind of serious.
But dudes got way, the white dudes got way more though. Jonathan Angle's got way more. And here's the other thing, I bet you, if Jonathan Angle and Alfonso Anderson put in a job application at a place, anywhere, any place y'all want to play, name it, I bet you Jonathan Engel would get his application looked at before Alfonso's shit's going in the garbage. In the garbage. But all dude, he has a false imprisonment, a battery, and disorderly conduct. Dude's
what
got
does the other guy have?
Seven possession of child pornographies.
Oh.
The white dude.
Yeah, he shouldn't get out either.
And his bail's $5,000 and the black dude's bail is $10,000. That's cool. Oh my God, Mark Baker, life has been beating the shit out of you. Mark Baker looks rough. Strangulation and suffocation, battery, criminal damage to property, disorderly conduct, intimidate domestic abuse victim. Damn. So he went back. It sounds like that was like a victim of his. And he went back and was messing with her some more. Yep. Stalking resulting in bodily harm. Bail, $50,000. His risk meter is the second highest. Whew. See, they got a... Let's see. What did Holly do? Hey baby, don't this look like this white boy that was asking us for money and shit yesterday at the taco truck?
Hold on.
It was a white bum asking us for money yesterday at the taco truck. Don't that look like dude?
Yeah, except this guy looks like he doesn't have any teeth. You know how like their mouth, I'm not trying to be mean, but like their mouth, their jaw is,
yeah,
you know, because you don't have any teeth to, your jaw deteriorates.
Right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
That guy had teeth.
Nicholas Bernard.
Yeah.
Nicholas had teeth.
The guy that asked us yesterday for money had teeth.
He had some teeth.
Yeah.
He had a few teeth.
His face was a little fuller, but
did he have more teeth than Charlie?
I mean, most people do.
All right, so this Nicholas Bernard dude. Fleeing, eluding officer, possession of cocaine, operating while revoked, and bail jumping. Oh, it's not that bad. He can get his life together. His bail is only $1,500. His risk is yellow. I hope he does okay. So we're gonna. Hey, baby, would you? Because I wanted to get some water real quick.
Okay.
You'll read Holly's.
Holly has battery or threat to a judge, prosecutor, or officer. Good going, Holly. Throw or discharge bodily fluid at a public safety worker. Oh, Holly. Bail jumping, resisting, or obstructing an officer, disorderly conduct. Her bail is $5,000 cash bond. Low risk.
Thanks, baby.
Well, Holly, keep your poop to yourself.
That's what I was wondering. Like, did we throw bodily fluid?
If it was poop, would it say excrement?
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
You know, so like, is bodily fluid just urine? Or does that include? That's what I've
That's shit or piss.
And like, what do you do? Like, say that's the beginning of your shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole frickin' day is ruined.
It's ruined. Whoa!
Oh, hey, what did Mary do?
Mary Cabaluna.
Oh, same thing.
Oh, shit. Batter or threat to judge, prosecutor, or officer. See, she was probably mad.
Right.
She was mad. She was upset that they interrupted her day. You know what I mean?
Isn't
she
that,
was
doesn't going, that go hand in hand with resisting?
Yeah.
Because she probably, like, had physical contact.
Yeah, she was on her way to get that dope. Mm-hmm. And they interfered with that. And she got upset and started throwing a fit. So she's got battery or threat to judge, prosecutor, or officer. Possession of drug paraphernalia. Cocaine is a, oh my God. Cocaine is a bitch. I'm glad I ain't ever, I'm the only weed, only, I said the only weed. The only drug I ever did is weed and drink. Oh, and I've done hash before. That's it.
I've done hash.
So she had possession of drug paraphernalia, resisting or obstructing an officer, disorderly conduct, and bail jumping. Her bail is $3,000, and they got her risk meter is like orange. So we're gonna do one more person, and then I gotta fix my lineups up for my DraftKings lineups and make sure. try to win. All right, so this last dude, his name is Tanner. You already know what color Tanner is. I don't know any black Tanners. I've never known a black Tanner on a TV show, a movie.
No, that's more of a white name.
That is straight up, and that ain't no stereotype.
No, it's just your experiences. You've never encountered a Tanner. Is there a black person named Tanner? I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt about it.
But we just haven't encountered one.
It would be a heavy hunt to find, you know? That's what I was saying, like some stereotypes are, but some stereotypes are in reality true.
Right.
You know?
For sure.
Like I love watermelon, I don't care. Like I was telling you, if we were somewhere, let's say we were at like your mom and dad's or something for some kind of event or whatever, and we were, let's say it was like a church event and I just went with you guys and they had watermelon all at the thing and stuff. I wouldn't be sitting there like, damn, okay, it's a stereotype that black people like watermelon, so now the white people are probably sitting here waiting for me to go up and get the watermelon. I'm still going to get the watermelon because I like watermelon, and I'm going to eat the seeds, the black seeds and the white seeds in the watermelon. That's because I'm yeah. All right, Tanner Crow, what did you do? Oh shit, white thug, attempted carjacking, attempted armed robbery, possession of firearm while convicted felon. Oh, he's fucked.
Right.
You see how the music stopped too? Yeah, he's fucked. That possession of firearm while convicted with a felon, he's screwed. Because he's got a PO hold. He's got a PO hold and he's got a new charge. Yeah, man, dude, you fucked up big time. Yeah. Because I know what he's about to go through. I mean, he did all this to himself. I'm just saying, like, I'm already knowing, like, what all's about to happen to him and shit. Damn, man. Gotta make better decisions, dude. So, yeah, attempted carjacking, attempted armed robbery, possession of firearm while convicted felon, intentionally pointing firearm at a person. Damn. Carjacking, armed robbery, fleeing, eluding an officer, second degree reckless endangering safety, operating under the influence, causing injury. Man, his bail is a mil. And of obviously, his risk is on black. They got his ass at the highest. They it looks like they want the meter to go a little further.
Right.
They could. Yeah, that's a white dude, though, y'all. White criminal thug. Tanner Crow is a white thug. He's dangerous. All right, well, we'll do one more. We ain't messing with no black people today. There's enough. Go watch the news. Go watch the news. I'm not adding to it. That's why I'm doing. People are probably like, why is dude all? Because, well, why are all the news stations always talking about black people shooting and shitting people? I'm not saying it's not happening, but damn, man. All this stuff, look at all these crimes that I'm talking about, and all these, look, I'm just scrolling through. Look, just scroll. Bunch of white faces committing crimes out here. Just, the pages are endless, and these are all up, these are all new. These ain't from 50 years ago. So why ain't nobody talking about them? Why people are wondering why I'm spending all the energy and time on it. Tell the news stations to talk about the shit more, and I'll slow down. Shit. All right, last one. Yeah, okay. See, there's so many to choose from. I'm literally like just... All right, we'll go. Dayton Grunewald. Possession of narcotic drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of TAC... Possession of legally obtained prescription. So he was stealing pills and shit. So he's about to be a dope fiend. He's about to be on the heroin next. I had a white buddy, like, baby, remember, neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude's a dope fiend. White dude.
I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, I hope he is doing out there in Waukesha. Dude's a dope fiend. He started messing with that heroin and just... Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're gonna do one more and then I'm gonna get out of here. Let's see, Colin Hayes. Oh, he didn't do that bad. They got, holy shit, man. Dude looks like, baby, remember that movie, Cobra?
Yeah.
With Sylvester Stallone? And dude, at the end of the movie, remember he killed him and he threw him up on the meat hook? He impaled him on the meat hook? Mm-hmm. This dude, don't he look just like him?
Yeah.
He does look just like him, don't he? Battery or threat to judge, prosecutor or officer, attempt to disarm police officer, resisting or obstructing an officer, disorderly conduct, and bail jumping. 10,000. Dude looks like he's been living in the woods. He does. All right, that's it for them. All right. So I'm gonna throw a little music. Oh, they beat Marc Jacobs up when they put him in jail. His eyes all battered and shit. Damn, they beat a white dude up in jail. Okay. All right, yeah. So we'll do some more of these, though. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna throw in a little music real quick. We got the jazz on, but I'm getting a little hype for the game, so I'm gonna pick a little rap to play for just about a minute. And thanks for listening. And enjoy the games tonight for who's ever about to watch the games. And just stay safe, and we'll holler at you soon. Couple months in the group home in DFY. Little LOX Styles P&L. We played this for about a minute and a half. This is a mixtape, so this is off the Ghost Mix 2. I can't wait for his album to drop. And I'm gonna hit y'all with a Paul Mooney clip after the music, too, so keep listening. What's up, BB?
When you said somebody's name that sounded like Mark.
Uh-huh.
So
I was thinking that in my head.
And it's same charges.
Right.
Too.
Yep.
He's still in there.
Yeah, that's too bad.
He doesn't have a public defender assigned yet.
He's got to get his little life in order. What's up, Charlie? He's ready for dinner. I got you. Hold on. Give me a couple of
minutes. Yeah, I don't like this polish. Or stole it too, like.
Pissy ass niggas make you funky like a urinal. It's expected though. It get hectic though. Shit be like leather when you trying to get a decimal. So roll with a brother like me. Take a picture cause you'll never see another like me. Yeah.
I want to ask a question. Why do you have all these people with these deep accents? Why you act like you learn anything from 9/11? I want to see his passport. Damn the question. I mean, where is he from? No, that's too much for me. Black people walk like that because we have style, we got flavor, we got rhythm. I mean, the black man in America is the most copied man on this planet, bar none. Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. How about that question? Cal Channing just admitted she was a nigga. The rest of them need to break down and admit it too. I'm just being real with you, white people. I'm not faking. I ain't the fake nigga. I'm telling you the real deal, okay? And while I'm at it, fuck Cheers too. I ain't into that shit either. Cause they don't let niggas come in the bar. Fuck Cheers. I can watch the shit, but I can't sit down and have a drink. Fuck Cheers. Oh, what a great show, but I can't go there. Fuck Cheers. Oh, he's so different. He's so strange. No, I'm real. Some crazy, wild shit. No, that's why I can't get ready for the shit. The movies are crazy. White films, I'm sorry, white folks. It's crazy shit. One thing in Hollywood, they don't like black men and they don't like white women. You white women here, some of you are uncle women, so you know what I'm talking about. But the ones that are up on the shit, you know the gang. You watch the movies come out of Hollywood, what they think of white women. They don't give a fuck about a white woman. They put you with freaks. Beauty and the Beast. Come on, that's bestiality. A white woman with a fucking monster. I know a monster when I see one. Oh, it's his insides. Fuck that. That's a fucking lion. Have a white lady fucking him all night and shit. Come on. Don't take your kids to see that shit. 4 or 5 years from now, your kid will be in the kitchen fucking the dog singing Beauty and the Beast.
Kewaskum police officer Stephen Rosales, age 34, charged with sexting a student a few days before being charged with 5 counts of felony bestiality, accused of raping his dog. Stephen Rosales told investigators he has been under a lot of stress lately at home due to his wife's high-risk pregnancy. I mean, I know when I'm stressed out, that's what I want to do. Right?
Right.
Sick shit. Right. Sick shit. And it's kind of fitting because if you just listen to the Paul Mooney clip, he was talking about white guys doing bestiality shit, all that weirdo shit. So I'm going to play the clip too. All right, check this out.
School resource officer charged with sexting a student is facing new charges tonight.
We want to warn you, some of these details are disturbing. Love Stephen you. Rosales is now accused of bestiality, accused of performing sex acts with his dog. As 12 News Saria Sandlin reports, the bestiality charges come just days after prosecutors charged Rosales.
White guys doing this stuff. I'd be willing to bet if there, I'm just putting numbers out there just so you can understand the analogy or whatever it's called I'm trying to make. Let's say there were 50 bestiality cases, right? Just 50 of them. At least 40 of them would be by white guys.
For an alleged inappropriate relationship with a student at Kewaskum High School.
Up until this month, Officer Stephen Rosales was a celebrated school resource officer at Kewaskum High. Tonight he's in...
That's just funny. Charlie even walked out the room. He's hearing this sick-ass report. Charlie got up and walked out the room. He's hearing about dogs.
Jail facing serious charges in 2 investigations.
Sick ass white man.
In 2 counties. According to a criminal complaint filed Tuesday, police uncovered several graphic text messages where Rosales described various sex acts with his golden retriever. In an interview, investigators say Rosales said he did this to get, quote, the witness to be aroused by his actions. He admitted to trying to send photos as well, but they didn't go through.
Sometimes you learn things about people you didn't know.
and then you just have to react properly and take care of it as quickly as possible.
Kewaska Police Chief Thomas Bishop just fired Rosales from the police department. The bestiality charges in Fond du Lac County coming just days after prosecutors in Washington County charged Rosales with sexting a student at Kewaska High School. Investigators say they discovered more than 9,000 text messages between him and the girl in 3 months.
Charlie, you hear this shit? You hear what these white men are out here doing?
Really hard to build and keep
some of them. I said some.
We have to rebuild that, and that's my goal now.
Rosales told investigators he, quote, has been under a lot of stress lately at home due to his wife's high-risk pregnancy.
Wow.
No one answered at the family home.
I know they didn't.
In court tomorrow on those bestiality charges in Fond du Lac County. In Kewaskum, Syria Sandlin, WISN 12 News. Breaking news, a school resource...
I'm going to watch the basketball games. I'll holler at y'all later. Yep, there's some sick ass shit out here. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you know where your kids and shit are at and who they're communicating with and all that stuff, man. There's some dangerous white men out here. Peace. Stay safe.